Not going to IBM Connect in Orlando this year? Well, neither am I. And like a lot of folks out there, I would love to be there. So I figured I could do the next best thing and reach out to some of the people who are attending to ask them for their opinions, experiences, the Orlando Sun, and the highlights of the conference. That is, if I can get them to step away from the sessions and parties long enough. It's the Saturday before IBM Connect, and after a barrage of Facebook and Twitter posts yesterday of people traveling to or arriving at Orlando, it is time to talk to one of them. Adam Brown arrived late last night after 30 hours of flying and tells all about his upcoming week before heading out for a bit of foodie on the beach. It's all part of the conference. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Femke. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm really great. I'm in Orlando and it's good to be here.
A bit jet lagged, probably?
A little bit, yeah. It was a late night last night and it was about, I think I didn't work it out, but it's about a 30-hour trip, so it's a fair way.
Oh, that is a long trip. So you are from Tasmania, I guess?
Yes, that's it. Tasmania, Australia. So we flew Friday through to Sydney and then Sydney to Dallas and Dallas to Orlando.
I can imagine that you must be really tired then now. And also with the time difference, that's about 12 hours time difference between
where
you're
from? Yeah, I
think
it's 15 hours time difference. So, yeah, it's okay. Like, I managed to get a good sleep, so I'm all ready to rock now.
Okay. And you are at the Yacht
Hotel? Yep, at the Yacht Club. So we're just like 5 minutes walk across to the conference, to the Dolphin and the Swan. So it's a nice location.
You already got to go there yesterday night?
Yeah, I sort of walked out quickly last night, but didn't spend a lot of time. I was pretty keen to hit the sack.
Okay. So you haven't registered yet for the conference then, I guess? You haven't got your registration pack yet? Okay.
No, I'll be wandering across later on to see a bit of the beach soccer and then probably register soon after that.
So there's no use in me asking you how the packs look this year and what colors they are.
No, don't have it yet.
Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and where you work and why you're here for the conference?
Sure, yeah, happy to. So I guess I'm one of the directors of ISW. So ISW are a premier IBM business partner based in Australia, where we do a lot of, you know, ICS and collaboration work throughout Australia as well as other cross-brand solutions like Business Analytics and Tivoli and IBM Security and what have you. But we're also probably most well-known in the collaboration space around our Kudos solution, Kudos badges for IBM Connections. And so we're here to showcase that as well as our latest and greatest creation, which is what we call Kudos boards for IBM Connections. So just very, very quickly, the Kudos boards is a Kanban or a visual interface for IBM Connections. So it enables you to take an IBM Connections activity and convert that instantly into a visual representation of that activity. And it adds a lot of usability improvements for users. So it enables them to drag and drop the sections to reorder them. They can move the entries and to-dos to other sections very quickly and very easily. And at a single click, they can add additional content, additional items. All the while, this is automatically being synchronized with the activity. So it's a very cool new capability within Connections that I think a lot of people are going to be pretty excited about.
I'm sure they will, because I know that you posted a video about a week ago for the product.
Yeah, I did. So yeah, on my blog, Collaboration Blueprint, and also on the Kudos website, which is kudosbadges.com. There's lots of information. Kudos has really evolved over the last couple of years now from where it started as very much as a gamification or reward and recognition platform with inside Connections to now have what we call Kudos Badges, which is the original solution. Kudos Thanks and Awards, which is peer-to-peer and management awards program, Kudos Analytics, which is a lightweight reporting and analytics engine just focused on user adoption of Connections, and now most recently the Kudos Boards product, which is a Kanban visualization of activities. So yeah, it's become quite a broad suite of solutions. And I know we've since we announced the Kudos Board solution, we've had just a huge response, and we've got a lot of people that are very keen to get their hands on it. So that's great.
Absolutely, and I'm one of them. All of the previous apps that you brought out, so Kudos Board, Kudos Badges, the analytics, you more or less announced around IBM Connect conferences.
Yeah, pretty much. We sort of, obviously you can get a fair bit of attention in the few weeks leading up to Connect. So we originally launched Kudos Badges, it was two Connects ago. So we're talking, we announced it. We really weren't sure what response we were going to get, but it was absolutely overwhelming. Then last year, before Connect, we announced Kudos Analytics, and again, we're swamped with interest, and we had a booth last year, so we had quite a few parties come by our booth and get demos and what have you. And then it's continued to grow this year, and so we've continued to invest into the Connections platform and bringing Kudos Boards out now. So we again, of course, we've got a booth this year. We're our booth 113, if anybody wants to come and find us. But yeah, we try to do it around the Connect timeframe, because we obviously get a fair bit of interest before the event.
But it also causes you to be a very busy man around Connect.
It does. Yeah. It does. December and January tend to be pretty frantic months to get everything organized. We really push the envelope a bit and try and get as much done. We do a lot of releases during the year. We tend to be fairly agile in how we're doing updates. So we do sort of significant updates typically once every 3 months. But we also do some minor updates throughout the process there, just to respond to some immediate sort of client requests and what have you. So it's constantly coming out, but it seemed to have happened that the major releases of obviously Badges, Analytics, and then Boards most recently have aligned with that December, January period. So yeah.
So what will your role be this week at the conference? I know you are an IBM champion.
Yeah. So of course I'll be getting involved in all the champion activities. I've got a couple of presentations tomorrow. So last year we were fortunate enough to win the Best of Show Chief Technology Officers Award, which is very exciting, but we've been nominated again for that this year, so we'll have another crack.
And congratulations.
I'm not quite sure about the chances of back-to-back, but we'll give it our best. So I need to do a presentation tomorrow to the judges panel. I'm also on a sort of a business partner ISV panel tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 at the Swan, where I think that we'll just be talking about, being an ISV, the involvement that IBM has with that. And then during the week, I'll be trying to attend a few sessions if I can. I'll probably focus around Connections, obviously, a bit about Forms Experience Builder. We recently also published a customer case study or a customer story around some work we did with Cemex out of Switzerland and Monterrey, Mexico. And with Cemex, what we've done is help them to integrate both Connections and Forms Experience Builder with SAP, so that SAP events feed into the Connections activity stream, which is quite a innovative piece of work. So again, that I published that customer story on my blog this week as well. So I'll be trying to attend a few of the Connections/SAP sessions as well, just to learn some of the latest and greatest. So yeah, it's a busy week, and it tends to be all go. And then Thursday night we sort of catch up with ourselves and wind down a bit and have a few drinks, which will be great fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So part of your job during the week will also be to man the booth, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I'm not in sessions or meeting with people, I'll be at the booth. We've got six people from ISW here this year, so there'll be a team on the booth all week, and then we've got Ian Warner, our managing director, will be out and about, and we've got one of our guys here just to attend sessions and soak it up and learn as much as he can. But yeah, I'll be spending a fair bit of time on the showcase floor. So, you know, just between everything else.
Yeah, and it's a good place to be honest. I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of stuff going on.
That's right. There's always lots of exciting things. And I quite like spending a bit of time getting around the showcase floor, seeing what other partners are doing as well. It's always great to see the exciting new products that they're bringing to market.
Yeah. So the showcase opens, I guess, tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm pretty sure it's like 6 or 6.30 p.m. the showcase floor opens. So they have sort of like the opening drinks and what have you there. And then after that, I think they still have the beach party this year. I haven't really got on top of it yet. So once I go and register this afternoon, I'll get my pack and I'll work out the schedule of everything. So,
in the beginning, you said that you were heading out at the moment to go to the soccer tournament, which is going on right now, probably at the beach. Are you going to be competing?
Yeah, that's probably going on right now. So I probably won't have a kick myself, but. But I'll go over and catch up with everyone. It's a good place to find people that are here already. And then, obviously, this afternoon, everyone heads down to the boardwalk and the ESPN bar and has a few drinks and dinner. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to catching up with, you know, all my friends from the you know, IBM collaboration space and all my fellow IBM champions. And yeah, that's one of the best parts of Connect, of course, is the social aspect. Yeah. I mean, it's a great thing that we've got, and it's always wonderful to be able to catch up and meet with all the friends.
Anything specific that you're looking forward to this week?
Oh, look, Femke, it's hard to put, to pinpoint anything. I mean, I am really looking forward to demonstrating Kudos Boards to as many clients as we can. I think that it's a very exciting solution that we've developed, and I'm looking forward to feedback and ideas and what things we can do to make it even better for people. So, that's really a bit of a highlight for us, is the launch of Kudos Boards this week. But look, it's all very exciting. It's hard to pinpoint anything really. I'll just soak up the whole week.
Okay, great. And you are not traveling back right away after I connect, I guess you are?
No, I am actually heading back pretty quickly. I head home on the Friday afterwards. Okay. So my wife, Jane, and I have got two young girls. So it's always hard when I'm away. So I try to get back pretty quickly. And then, believe it or not, I'm home for a week. And then I head back again for Partner World a week after in Vegas. So,
okay.
So it's a lot of travel over the next few weeks, but I had to get back mainly because it's my oldest daughter's first day at school.
Oh, yes.
And I wasn't going to miss that.
No, you need to be there for a first day of school.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, well, have lots of fun this week and post lots of pictures, and we'll be following you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheers.
Okay, thank you.